On this edition of the Outpost On Demand, we're going to modify the title of that popular song a little bit. This one's going to be Smooth as Carolina Whiskey. Hi, I'm Mark Young, and I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and I'll be back with my guest, Troy Ball, in just a jigger.
If you love hunting, fishing, and the outdoors, check your new guide to life in the great outdoors, theoutpostlife.com. We're your guide to the outdoor life. The Outpost Magazine has great stories on hunting, fishing, grilling, music, and more. The Outpost Radio keeps you in the great outdoors 24/7 with a mix of country, southern rock, and songs you won't hear anywhere else. We'll keep you updated on the latest outdoor news and views. Check it out. The Outpost. Life in the great outdoors.
When's the last time you've had a smooth drinking sip of high octane moonshine? Well, my friend, that's too long. And with us this time is a woman responsible for Troy and Sons Whiskey. Welcome, Troy Ball.
Hello, Art. How are you?
I'm great. I have to tell you, when the FedEx man handed me that box that contains your amazing product, I had to smile. And of course, being a trained journalist, I have taken a solemn oath to uphold the First Amendment, which requires me to investigate the claims of any new product that comes my way. And when I read your label that you use heirloom Crooked Creek corn in every kernel that holds the magic of the original American spirit, and then I sampled a sip, I realized the founding fathers would have loved this whiskey.
I'm hoping so. I did my very best to actually emulate an early American white whiskey.
Wow.
And that meant going all the way back to finding an heirloom grain corn. So Crooked Creek corn just grows on one family farm today, and
wow,
we're very lucky to have it. But you know, in the old days, they would have actually been using a white corn for their whiskeys, because white corn is the type of corn that people chose to eat to use to make grits and to make their cornbread, and so it was what was commonly grown on their family farms.
Hmm. How in the world did you come by this knowledge?
Well, it was a long and twisted road up many old mountain passes. I actually learned to distill with the old men in the mountains up in Western
wow.
North Carolina, all the way, and I traveled even down into Alabama. So I actually learned my skills from those guys after I discovered that there was such a thing as the keeper kind of moonshine, the moonshine that never left the home place because it was the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that discovery was so shocking to me when I was able to finally taste some of this pure heart whiskey. I was surprised that nobody had brought it onto the market in America. I mean, legally onto the market. And so I thought, why aren't we making American-based cocktails? You know,
mm-hmm.
why are we drinking Russian vodka and Mexican tequila when we have an American white whiskey that could be used to make all kinds of cocktails? And that little window of opportunity is what I decided to, you know, sort of stake my claim in. And it's worked out fairly well. Today we've got Troy and Sons cocktails sold at Disneyland.
All right,
in Orlando.
All right.
So
all right.
You know, it's been interesting.
So they're not goofy after all.
Yeah, that's right.
So when these guys were showing when these guys were showing you how to make this whiskey, this stuff mm-hmm. that they would not sell but rather keep,
mm-hmm.
were they making it legal? Did they have a distillery?
No,
or?
It was all illegal. All illegal.
Oh wow, interesting.
I was treading on thin ice there for a while with those guys because I was trying to learn how to make it. I wanted to know I could make it before I went to the expense and the trouble of filing federal permits and all of that. So I did a little experimenting on their stills. And when I finally felt like I understood clearly the difference between a really fine white whiskey and a poorly made one, I went ahead and went down the path of becoming a legal whiskey maker.
That's fabulous. What a great
uh-huh.
story. Now, this venture spawned an amazing book as well, Pure Heart, A Spirited Tale of Grace, Grit, and Whiskey. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, well, the book has just come out. was published by Day Street Books, which is a division of HarperCollins. And I've been on a big book tour just past, you know, month, and it's been loads of fun. The book chronicles my story in raising two special needs children. My two firstborn sons have an undiagnosed genetic disorder. And so I spent the first 20 years of their lives trying to keep them alive and healthy. And eventually that led me to moving my family to Asheville, North Carolina, because we just needed to try getting the boys into a different environment. And it worked. They got more healthy and we got better support at home. So I was, for the first time, able to pursue a business enterprise, and it turned out to be moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Art, I guess I later found out I was the first woman in the country to found a whiskey distillery in modern times.
Mm-hmm. That does not surprise me. That does not surprise me. I wouldn't think there'd be too many of you.
Well, there's certainly a few more now, but back in 2008 when I started learning
there
to distill, there were
had that kind of vision. Well, let's come back to the whiskey for a minute. I have to admit, mm-hmm. when I saw the product referred to as moonshine, I had mm-hmm. these visions of George Jones singing White Lightning, you know, and Troy right. and Sons whiskey is far from Pappy's corn squeezins. How does your moonshine differ from that made by those old guys in the holler?
Well, okay, all moonshine classically was made from corn, water, and yeast. Later in its history, they started adding some sugar to it because that was easy to ferment. But any early Americans would have just been using the three ingredients, corn, water, and yeast. Now, that's what I use. However, what these old men knew, the good ones, is that there's a sweet spot in the distillation process. So if you're running the still for 6 or 8 hours, right in the middle is when the pure hearts of the distillation is running. And that's where the whiskey is clean, toxin-free, and very smooth. So they would capture the heart and keep it for themselves and take the heads and tails, which are contaminated with all kinds of toxins and fusel alcohols, and mix those together and sell them down the road. So they were stealing out the good whiskey and keeping it at home mm-hmm. and you know, peddling the junk. And so really, they all had the ability to make a pure heart whiskey, but because they were mostly doing it just to turn a quick buck, they didn't bother with trying to make a really refined whiskey because the end goal was selling as much as they could. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually sacrificing a lot of the distillation, a lot of the spirit, to just get to the pure heart.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Now, what part does go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if you smell the whiskey, if you open the cork and you smell it, you should be able to tell a difference right from the beginning, right when you take a little sniff, because well-made whiskey will have no acetone or rubbing alcohol quality to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a real indication that the whiskey is contaminated with heads, which are the first part of the distillate that comes off the still. And heads give you headaches. So
there you go.
Sons is a whiskey that's missing all those heads that give you headaches. So I hope you enjoyed it. Did you like it?
I loved it. Are you kidding me? I sat here and I called every one of my friends and said, you won't believe this. The FedEx man just gave me the gift for the weekend, and the word of mouth should be tremendous on my calls.
That's great. That's great.
No,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you know, you can mix it and make any kind of a cocktail with it. You could make a margarita.
Yeah. I saw the packaging is really interesting and really mm-hmm. well done. I don't get too deep into the marketing, although it's fascinating, mm-hmm. but the whole look of the product, I mean, this is a high-end tasting and looking product, and I know you're proud of it. Does it make any difference that you're in North Carolina as opposed to somewhere else? Does that location add anything to the product?
Well, of course, that's where the Crooked Creek corn came from, so I'm very lucky to have stumbled on that. It does, other than that, I don't think and we have very high quality water here in Asheville. We're up in the mountains. So mm-hmm. those are two important things, but other than that, I could make the whiskey anywhere as long as I was cutting it really well.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's cutting the heads and tails.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Now let's talk about the three products. How do they differ from each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, we take the Troy & Sons Platinum, which is the white whiskey, and we age it in used bourbon barrels for 5 years. And that creates our product called Troy & Sons Oak Reserve, which is a 92-point whiskey.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, it's a lovely whiskey. It's won lots of awards, and it's so smooth. It's just unbelievable. And then we make actually several other whiskeys as well. We make a nectarine and honey whiskey.
Hmm.
And a cinnamon and honey whiskey, which you should try that. The both of those, they're exceptionally smooth. And as I tour around the country doing book events for Pure Heart, I bring the whiskeys with me. And a lot of times there'll be women there, and they'll say, "Oh, I don't drink whiskey." And I'll say, "You know, I really didn't drink whiskey either until I learned about, you know, Pure Heart whiskey." And I'll pour them a little sample of that nectarine and honey, and
mm-hmm.
they'll taste it, and they'll go, "Oh, my gosh, I had no idea I would like whiskey."
Yeah,
but,
that's great.
You know, they're not going to like your average whiskey if they like that.
Right. Now, so how is business? Is it good?
We're out there working away at it. It's a difficult business to be in, as you can imagine. There's every state's got different rules. Every state has different distributors. And we're really dependent on a particular account finding us and falling in love with us because they understand the quality of what we're making. And when that happens, we have, you know, a wonderful long-term relationship with an account. There are places in Florida, for example, where they discovered Troy & Sons, you know, 5 years ago, and they've sold, you know, 7,000 cocktails made with our whiskey. So, which is, you know, high praise when you can stay on an account, on the menu for years, it means that you've done something right.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody wants to track down Troy & Sons Whiskey, how do they find you? Where do they find you?
TroyandSons.com. They can go there, and if they're living in a state where whiskey can be shipped in, they can order a bottle that way. And we are on our website, it also lists the states that we're in. So they'll know if they can just go in the local liquor store and either order a bottle or pick one up off the shelf.
That's great. Our guest this time has been the owner, CEO of Troy & Sons Whiskey, Troy Ball. Of course, we know you're going to drink responsibly, but if you like a little taste of the smoothest whiskey your palate has ever experienced, I suggest you try Troy & Sons. Thank you for making time for us, Troy.
Thank you, Art. I enjoyed it.
For The Outpost On Demand, I'm Art Young, and we'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand, from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.